Monche, Errol Lujanos, Valen Zavala, Leandro Paula de Lujan.
Monche, honorable members, deputy ministers, CEs, chairpersons, my name is Anil Singh, I'm the DDG for regulation in the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Morning, Chair, honorable members, and GM,
good morning, honorable Chair and committee members, chairpersons and DM, chief executives. I'm Domi Ingwan from Water and Sanitation.
Morning, Chair members and DM. My name is Lorette Amun. I'm from the Office of the Minister.
Good morning. My name is Joy Kiala. I am from the Ministry.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members. I'm Gary Robertson from the Inkamasi Catchment Management Agency.
Good morning, Chair, and honorable members. My name is Tomanji Lobanyo from the Inkamasi Catchment Management Agency.
Good morning, Chair, and honorable members. My name is Fuad Murat from the Institutional Oversight from the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Good morning, Chair, and
members
and colleagues. My name is
Good morning, Chair and honorable members, as well as Deputy Minister, colleagues. My name is Adaman Abdelaziz. I'm from the Greater College Catchment Management Agency at the CEDA.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Yulahan from the Catchment Management Agency of the Greater College, and I'm the Chairperson of the Board.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Anne Mohammed from the Greater College CMA.
Good morning, Chair and members. My name is Jan van Staden from the Bureau Power Rush Catchment Management Agency.
Good morning, Chair,
President of the Committee, honorable members of the Committee, and the staff, chairperson of the Institute, and the president of the shareholder. My name is Matthew Sunyembe, the CFO of the Chief Operating Officer.
Good morning, my name is Flora Lamente, Genoa.
Good morning, Chair. Deputy members, my name is Fabi Sawa, Genoa.
Good morning, Chair, Deputy Minister, and honorable members. My name is Raymond Bukwana, Acting Director of Planning and Development at Tamatara Water.
Good morning, honorable members, Chair, Deputy Minister, colleagues. My name is Rebani Matidina, Chief Executive Officer of Command of Water. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Honorable members and my colleagues. My name is Unato Matidina.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members and colleagues. My name is Bonisek Lamini from Mahalis Water.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Odeja Pina from Mahalis Water.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members, deputy minister, chairperson and colleagues. My name is Mother Tomorrow to do more.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members, DM. My name is Mugutu Wali from Blue Water.
Good morning, chairperson.
Good morning, Chairman and Honorable Committee Members. My name is Joaquin and I'm from the Pelin Water.
Good morning, Chair, Honorable Members, Deputy Minister, colleagues. My name is Peter Lowell from the Pelin Water.
Good morning, Chair, Committee Members, DM, and colleagues. My name is Peter Lowell from the Pelin Water.
Good morning, Chair.
Thank you.
morning, Chair, honorable members, deputy minister. My name is Brian Dana, chair of the Zanzibar.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members, Mr. Deputy Minister. My name is Philip Schultz. I'm here on behalf of the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning, Chair, Deputy Minister, and honorable members. My name is Chair Minister Valanche Living Water.
Good morning, Chair, honorable committee members at DM. My name is Matisse Rikoko. I'm chairperson of CDM.
Good morning, Chairperson. Honorable members and the Deputy Minister, my name is Sergio Lapo from Parliamentary Communication Services.
Good morning, Chair and Honorable members. My name is Ebo Nkeu from CDM Water.
Thank you very much, sir. Chair, there is a question. So my daughter's plan to, you know, to open your mouth and become the right to fly on the way. So I thought I should give a chance to open the way. It's an honor to be a chair to address the gathering. I want to say that I'm not the first and the great respect by the decision. And it's covering the etiquette and the corporate dance for 9 water boards in the public of South Africa. And I think I should not waste time and repeat what they're going to say. But allow me to give it to the decision to do the decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister. Chairperson, in line with the procedure we followed in the past, where the department would like to do an overview of the information being presented and which is our petition, the proposal going forward is that we take the two catchment management agencies first, and we take the water boards thereafter. So in the order that we have arranged it, we are going to begin with the Nkomati Usutu CMA and move on in that way. If that is an order, Chairperson, I would hand over to the Chairperson and CE to take us through the presentation. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, our COO and Thomas Gabriel above you, and as well as the executive CFO, Gary Lawrence, and Chairman of the meeting, I need to clarify why are they on the executive? We have already had the time and interviews for the position of the CEO, and it was submitted. So at any time, we can be able to announce who the enemy will be. And also, the acting CFO is simply because CFO is which is about maturity. She gives that to 2008, and the more member can say. So, without wasting time, I'm going to hand over to
our presentation will be in line with what we have given to the department. We're going to follow us on the screen. We look at our strategic objectives first. We have 5 strategic objectives to call them the five, ensuring effective, efficient, and sustainable management of water resources. Ensuring collaborative and coordinated integrated water resource management for water economic development. This is to look at the equity aspect and then collaboration with our water system. Promote and pursue international development agenda. You know, Chair, our water management area extra and boundary. And that's why we have to touch on the important aspects of our strategic objectives, so that we can share knowledge and partner with our leaders. Promote knowledge generation and distribution. One of our functions is to investigate and advise. So we do investigate, do some research, and then we can advise our stakeholders accordingly. Effective and efficient management of ICM resources. That's our C1, so that we can do that. Our resources, including management of our staff. The NMAR performance plan, looking at the standing purpose here, we first of all look at the prevention and remedying of water resource pollution as enshrined in section 19 and 20 of the Constitution. That's one of our main objectives, so we spend a lot of focus and a lot of money on that one. Water quality monitoring, water use authorization and associated compliance, section 35 also validation and verification of existing local water use. That is going to be big on our agenda this year. Suitu water availability assessment study. You know, we go to Suitu not long ago, added to our water management area. So we have to do the assessment study before we can even continue with the verification and validation in that session. We also spend time on the river operations, data collection, maintenance, river operation rules, modeling, decision making. Then building of our water usage, which is an important part of our resource, we will look at that one. And then capacitation of our stakeholders, like the stakeholder registration, capacitation, empowering them, and then employee-related costs. These are basically where we're going to focus this year when it comes to our spending purpose. Our performance indicators, I've enumerated them in bullet points so that the members can read as well. We look at number of inspections and percentage notices and directives that we give to non-compliant users. Many of them will be pollution assets, and that's what we will focus on as well. We have to check the quality of water, abstraction, and everything. Number of samples taken per annum to monitor the water quality. If you don't know what you have, you cannot manage it. So we want to see what is in the water before we can come up with the remedying solutions. Number of water quality related authorizations possessed. Please look at the water license as well. Percentage of pollution incidents attended. So this one is like a parliamentary or ministerial. Whenever we get the pollution, but we need to attend it within 24 days, and we also concentrate much on that. Percentage of water usage verified in the commercial. Last year, members will remember, we talked about the validation, and then the validation when we came here to talk about our annual report. We have done the validation, but we are left with the verification, which we have just tested. That is for the commercial. The future, we are going to start with the validation as well, so that in future we can finish with it. We are also doing temporary transfer applications. We will make sure that whatever we receive, demand driven, we will finalize it. Then our river operations, we also have applicators, the number of GFG support system for our self-government river operating rules that we develop, number of river data logger that we maintain, then percentage of advisory services or inputs provided to international forums or neighbors. Like I said before, we are in a transboundary, so we make sure that we provide advice to our neighbors, Switzerland and Mozambique. So there is a target on that one. A percentage of institutions in whose planning instruments, advisory services or inputs have been provided. We look at operating governance, that is the IDPs, the MSPs from the municipalities, we need to advise accordingly. Then river health service report for the command. We have a river health sector. We look at every sub-segment per year. So this year we're going to focus on the Komati, upper Komati and lower Komati. Approved water use charges for the Komati Institute Water Management Area. That will also be our target or indicator of our performance. Number of applications. So this refers to how we interact with the media to market what we do and then the organization. Number of stakeholder empowerment workshops conducted for HDI, historically disadvantaged individuals. This is a target, very important part of our work. The IMT units they spent a lot of time on that particular one. Number of integrated water resource management related forums. We're talking about catchment forums that we organize. Then look at the EIAs and then the EMPs that we comment on. We should do that within a specified time frame. Number of water quality reports disseminated. Last year, annual water or annual cost, we indicated in that, and we gave copies to members last year. We continue to do that, and as follows, we do share in the different information. We also look at the compliance and audit recommendations that we give to the audit committee, both general and internal. Number of risk assessment reports, number of tariff proposals developed and submitted to our market department during the pricing strategy. We have to do that so that it can be consolidated. Percentage compliance with the master system plan, that looks at the whole IT of the organization. So that's outside it. Percentage of internal measures avoided. Yesterday we were talking about measures. We award measures to our people internally so that they can further their education and build fair capacity for the organization. Percentage of vacant post fields, we have to measure that. Now that we've got to and we've been given new delegations, we need to fill the necessary positions to be able to do the work that we have on our hands. Percentage of human sample that is disciplinary organizational, number of planned international and the cooperation interactions. Like I said before, sir, we have got to do the association and training organizations that we interact with from Netherlands, Mozambique, Switzerland. We share ideas and information, which is also important. So it's part of our target this year. And one other important thing we play is percentage of factual expenditure on DBE suppliers or service providers. We want to see how we can build our people as well. On the budget, baseline budget for 2016. If members can look on the board, we've got 45 million for employee related costs, 26 million for goods and services for 2016. Repairs and maintenance, we have 1.8 million. Capital outlay is 1.4. Board related costs is 1.2. And if we look at the percentage making our total budget of 76, 50% will go to employee related costs. 34% will go to goods and services. This is because we are a provision organization, knowledge based. We provide service and then advice. So we don't generate that much income. What we get is what we get from our water users. We pay for the form of water use charge. So that is for the baseline budget. The total budget is 76. The sources of funding, Chair, we have augmentation from our trading account, water trading entity account, Department of Water Sanitation. And then we have the charges I talked about, water resource management charges. So the augmentation forms about 51%, and then the water resource management charges will form 59%. We don't have any interest. Other income, nil. So total funding is 76.7 million, as mentioned earlier. If we look at the increase, percentage increase, 2015-16 as compared to 2014-16, we have 45% increase in employee-related costs. It's because we are expanding, we are growing organization, we are taking over the future. And then we are also getting new functions, new delegations from another department. So we need to increase our staff base to ensure that we're able to perform the work in both the city, including the new delegations that we've given. Goods and services take about 35%. If you look at compared to two, it has also increased by 35%. Repairs and maintenance decreased. Because we have continually been maintaining what we have, and we don't need to buy and maintain what currently we have. Because the employees we have bought, we've got them, we bought them and then, you know, we don't need to waste so much on them. And then if you look at what the business was as well, it's increasing by 4%. We're trying to cut costs on our work understanding and then evaluate to the ministerial direction that we need to reduce the work cost. That's why there is a 4% percentage decrease on that work. Chair, my last but one slide is on jobs created. Because we got the restrictions earlier and then the new generation that we got, we are expanded. So we have already employed 10 people. Many of them from the core division, that is water resource protection and waste, water resource planning and coordination, marketing and communication, river trans operation and data management. That we have about 8 of them. We have other guys, we are interviewing for some other positions, including future. So basically, when it comes to job creation, chair, that is what we have done. I think that is the end of my presentation, chair. Thank you.
So let's take an approach, members, working we receive five of those submissions, and then we can engage in the proceed from that. Are we okay with that? They may not have taken on us.
Thanks, Jefferson. Then the next presentation will be of River Forest, led by Mr. Hamad as Jefferson and Mr. Budelezi as the CEO.
Thank you, Honorable Jefferson, Deputy Minister, and Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee of Water and Sanitation. Seeing that our delegation has already introduced themselves, I would make a few remarks. The Breda Coalition Section Management Agency appreciates the opportunity to come here and present our overview of our 15-16 annual performance plan. This is the plan that is largely aligned with the strategic plan, annual performance plan of the current Department of Water and Sanitation. It is the plan that directly talks to the National Development Plan. It is our sincere belief that our IDP is our commitment in supplementing the work of the department as well as simplifying the policies of the government. Since the inception of Chairperson, we have made it easier and simpler for our stakeholders to understand the national policy and the reasons to decentralize management of the water resource to a lower level. Key to this is our effort to ensure that water availability in terms of quantity and quality takes a center stage. We have worked closely with the department in a number of strategic projects such as Autumn Study, accelerating the involvement of our emerging farmers and getting our stakeholders involved. In conclusion, Jefferson, it's important to mention that since the establishment, we have been receiving unqualified audit reports, receiving foreign delegations that come to learn from us about the management of the CMAs. They all have a common message, Jefferson, and that is that CMAs is the right institution to have, especially in water scarce countries. I would like to now to hand over Jefferson to our enthusiastic CEO from the Breda College CMA. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jefferson. I'll be presenting on behalf of the newly created entity, the Breda College. Before we are very overhead, now the Breda College Catchment Management Agency. We are approximately 95 kilometers from here, so we're just nearby. In case those want to come and visit our offices, they are pleased to do so. In terms of my presentation, I would like to bring the following to account that we moved from an organization which was 20,000 square kilometers in terms of size into a 7,000 square kilometer organization. So we have grown since last year. That growth, among other things, assisted us to learn from the former organization which was branded over here. In my presentation, I'll be talking to about 8 strategic objectives that we will be implementing in this financial year. The first one, water loss planning, water use management, institutional and stakeholder relations, water allocation reform, because that's the most important aspect in ensuring that access to water is, it becomes a very, especially to our community farmers and big farmers, what play a major role in the management of the resource, but also in building of the economy. The next one will be to water loss protection, followed by information systems, strategic support, management, and governance. In a nutshell, I've distributed the copies of our detailed ATP. What I'm going to present is an overview of that. Under the water resource planning, as part of the National Water Act, once a CPA has been established, we need to develop a pavement management strategy, which is a plan, which is considered a clarifying approach. It tells you how I'm going to manage water resources in your area. And the beauty about this plan is not a top-down plan, it's a bottom-up plan. We have to mobilize all our stakeholders to get involved in developing this plan. As part of our Viva group, we are going to produce this plan. We are going to achieve 50% of that plan. The details of it, we can provide data. But it is important to mention that we have learned from our previous one, where we invested so much in building capacity, in ensuring that when we engage our stakeholders, that engagement becomes engagement that produces results. The second part is we provide comments to all land use planning and zoning applications, especially in our region, considering that for water transaction, it has happened in the past. For example, in Indian farmers, when farmers were given to black farmers without any water rights, I don't think it happened again similar around to provide valuable input, to provide valuable advice, to provide technical support that's required. We are also going to have two quality objectives before completion to the financial year as part of the initiative that we have been innovating on. Under water resource management, as part of our in line with our mandate, we want to ensure that 70% of water research is finalized in this year. And more importantly, we want to ensure that all water use control licenses that are presented to us, they are all responded to. Considering the recent indications when we are now making a final designation of the license. The license is quite an important aspect because among other things, it's about ensuring access to water, but it's also making a contribution towards building the economy. More importantly, we want to ensure that 150 validation application letters are finalized this financial year. It's important to mention we have concluded our validation and verification project mainly within the old greater over the area, but we are now also doing a validation and verification project in Kandala municipality, which has been in the news due to its water challenges, but we are also doing the same and providing first management in the county area, mainly around the George area, as part of this process. Why is this exercise important? Because my question is, whoever utilize the water, is the right person utilize water, and you utilize the right quantity. In areas where there are some discrepancies, a due process follows. And then I'm now on water resource protection. We are, as the presentation indicated earlier, for the very good working relationship with our department, and some of the projects are implemented by us. One of those is the quality monitoring projects that we're going to do on behalf of the department this year. We, in order to ensure water quality in all our rivers, in all our areas, we have invested in implementing water quality monitoring points, which are monitored on a monthly basis, give us results, and take those results to accredited laboratories. And where there are problems, we make sure that those who are affected, they know, and also those who need to do something, they make sure that water quality remain at the scene in our area. Because our water, it talks about our economy, we are functioning the economy of Cape Town. We are functioning to the economy of the country, and quality to us is very, very important. But not only quality for the sake of quality, but also quality in terms of making and improving the mental health condition of our people through employment creation, but also through better supplemental means of social economic activities. The other deliverable that we have set ourselves for, we are going to have four deliverables
quite an important one, because at times there seems to be a competition between ICLM and our Ministry of Water. Since we are an institution that is committed to transformation, we are investing in this project, others believe that more water will be available, and that water can also be passed on to our direct nation farmers or resource farmers as part of the initiative. But indirectly, we are also creating short-term employment for people to work on this alone in partnership with other institutions. There is no doubt that an institution like us needs to be 100% compliant with all the regulations that are required. In institutional stakeholder relations, in line with our motto to say our future leaders lie with the youth, we intend, as part of our activities, we intend to reach out to almost 3,000 members trying to share the concept of water resource management, trying to encourage them to opt for water resource management as a career, and also ensuring that it becomes everybody's responsibility to manage water, not all us, but everyone within our area. The best communication aspect of setting ourselves up is to produce 4 newsletters which talks to all our issues that we're doing and also relate to all the things that we're doing. As a responsible entity, we have set ourselves 10 social responsibility projects in our area, and more importantly, we are an organization that lives in interacting with the stakeholders, hence there are 18 water-related forums that will be maintained in this area. Our water allocation form, we provide regular support to our resource poor farmers, slash emerging farmers, on a regular basis, the kind of support that we provide with advice on issues of water, and when possible, we also bring in experts to advise our farmers on the type of soils, on type of crops that they need to cultivate in those pieces of land, but also, we have regular interactions. Last year in May, we had one of the most successful conferences where we brought together all our emerging farmers, all of the farmers, to showcase of what they have achieved so far. And that conference was opened by the former Deputy Minister, the person to welcome that. Why this is important? It's important in the sense that the CNA, one of their goals is to support SMI centers, is to support the national programs. One of the national programs is to accelerate transformation in all sectors of our economy. The next deliverable day, we are also assisting our resource performers with the conditional applications when they require assistance, mainly from our current department and delivery structure. On information systems, it's our intent to implement 80% of SEP to manage our accounts, and of course, this SEP is a donation from our department. And more importantly, once we implement 100% implementation donation system in our area, so we would like to move away from a paper organization to a paperless area. And as for this support, of course, we need to comply with the requirements of the PPA and all other related activities. On the staff complement, since we are a growing organization, we have quite more, one of the challenges that we have to deal with will be ease of practice. So we need to ensure that our proper staff as an organization, hence our occupancy rate would be 90%, and think we are going to achieve that. Like in any organization, in order to stay relevant and to have staff who is motivated and empowered, we need a continuous development plan. And each and every employee in our organization has a personal development plan, and those plans are implemented as per the program. Under management and governance, among other things that we are going to achieve there is to have one compliant report that talks to issues of risk management and so on and so forth. And more importantly, we believe in partnerships as the chairpersons and KDL alone. We tend to receive delegations from outside America who are come to learn about cash and management agencies. One of those was an organization from Zambia that came to us to then enter into a partnership to ensure that we learn from each other, we share ideas. And of course, all of this costs money. The last year, all of this costs money. In terms of our planning, we have the following budget. Under employee-related costs, we have set aside 22.8 million, which jumps from 17.5 to 22 million. The reason is we are an increasing organization to employ staff. our salary staff support out of our budget is 1%. For goods and services, we move from 4 million to 14 million. On repairs and maintenance, it's from 322 to 250. Capital outlay 10.4 to 9.1. Board related costs from 901,000 to 1 million. The total cost, I mean, budget that we would require to perform this function, in addition to our sources, would be 47.2 million. What is important is this budget linked to our performance, so that our money would not be able to deliver on all the issues as a community organization think we can rise to the occasion. On that note, Chair, thank you very much indeed, and go.
Chairperson, we'll move on then. The next presentation will be Mahalis Water Board, and it will be led by the GE, Mr. Dlamini, and the CFO, Ms. Kapena. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Our presentation will certainly cover the APB for the 2015-16 annual financial year. And also, Chair, one would like to also point out, and I think it's a common challenge that we're all facing as water boards, that these APPs are currently in draft at the moment, and they are undergoing the normal approval processes. However, the trust that we're going to present would be an APP, which also includes the strategic objectives, will also touch on the key performance indicators,